This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Because our premier has decided he doesn't want to sit in ledge right now, we need some representation. So thankfully, we have Lisa Evans, who has stepped up.
Hi.
And has some promises that she's about to implement now that she is the new leader of Alberta.
Starting now, school is done for the year. Because from my recollection of elementary, from May through till the end of the year, all you're really doing is cleaning out your desk six times and watching VeggieTales and Bill Nye the Science Guy for the rest of the year.
You can do that at home.
You can do that at home.
Okay.
Also, now that I am the premier of Alberta, before you are permitted to go on a patio, your Facebook gets to be scanned at the door. If you said plandemic, sheeple, or mention Bill Gates, you can't come in.
Uh-oh.
Once everyone is vaccinated, the government will be paying for your missed two birthdays in a row. You're going to be getting an allowance of $2,000 to pay for the kegs, your expensive fancy cupcakes, the live DJ, fireworks, burgers, and strippers.
So everybody gets that?
Everybody gets that because we've all missed out on now two birthdays.
Think about the dogs. They'd be so scared with all those fireworks. Cancel the fireworks.
Okay. We'll sit down and meet about that later.
Okay.
Fourth on the list of things that I am implementing now that I am the premier of Alberta. Let's be honest. We can all get our work done in 3 days. 5 days is in the past. 3 day work day weeks.
Okay.
And last but not least, I have now officially announced this will actually be the best summer ever. Because I'm in power, the word diet is now illegal, and I have added bagels and cheese fries to the new Alberta food guide.
Okay. I didn't even know there was an Alberta food guide.
There is now.
Can we talk about implementing my vaccination guns?
No, Ryder, you're not going to stand on a ledge and shoot vaccines into people's arms. That's very dangerous.
Not everyone, just the rallies. Okay.
You can go to the rodeo.
Right. Play 107.
So you made a huge mistake on social. Oh. Did you by chance do like a Chris Evans?
Oh, a nude.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh. Okay.
In fact, I'd probably prefer that. I would have rather leaked a nude than deal with the DMs I got over the weekend solely because I posted that McDonald's has something in the vault that they're releasing on May 11th. And I posted the screenshot of their tweet and titled it, "This is the most excitement I've felt all year." And then I'm not kidding you, hundreds, over 400 messages of people saying,
no.
What is it, Lisa? Tell us what you know. I'm like, I don't know.
And you have this weird OCD thing where you have to get back to everyone that reaches out to you.
This is the first time I didn't get back to everyone because I was like, no. You think I know the answer? You think McDonald's called me and was like, Lisa, can you post this for us? And then
tell people our secret?
And then tell them? No.
So, but everybody was, almost everybody that messaged you that was guessing. Was
no, 100% of them said pizza.
Was really hoping for pizza.
All of them. Every single person. I should be sending those screenshots to McDonald's to say, like, this is what you have to do.
I don't think it's going to be the pizza, and here's why. They got rid of it because the turnaround was too long. And their entire business is based on, they want people to come in and get fast food.
They want people to come in and have a coffee. They're McCafe now.
Well, you can pour a coffee quick and you can have high customer turnover.
Mm-hmm.
When the pizza takes too long to cook, you're bogging down the drive-thru, you're bogging down the line in the store. So I just can't see them bringing pizza back.
That would be so iconic, though.
If they did.
The people want it. And the people have spoken. Like, over the weekend, McDonald's pizza was trending on Twitter because everybody wants that. Imagine being McDonald's.
Yeah, and just knowing doesn't fit the business plan.
But like tweeting that and thinking, oh, people are going to be pumped about what it is, and then it's not. Everyone's tweeting about what it's not going to be, and you're like, oh, they're going to be really let down. A lot of people are rumoring that it's the return of the Smarty McFlurry.
Okay.
I didn't even know that was off the menu. Was that gone for a while? I'm not sure.
Idea. Or like the Big Extra is another menu item that's been off of the menu for a long time and they could bring back.
What's the Big Extra?
It's pretty much the Quarter Pounder BLT, but with like a thinner patty. It's good. It was a good burger back
then. Okay. Yeah, and then some are speculating. A small percentage of the DMs were saying it's probably the McRib. And in my mind, I'm like, would they bring that back this time of year? Maybe. Ribs on the barbecue. Mm-hmm. Could be a spring dish.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like the McRib is something I would eat secretly in my car on a winter's night when it's dark out and no one could see me.
So dark. Play 107. It's time for the situational 7 at 7. Today we are counting down the top 7 situational bad breaths.
Yep. So thank you to everybody who contributed on Play 107's Facebook page, on our text line. We're done. We have the list.
Mm-hmm. Honorable mentions that didn't make the cut is the Don't Air onion.
Yes, because it's raw and it lingers for like 3 days.
I don't know if it has something to do with it blending with the sauce or what, but like it hits different.
Because you can eat onion rings all day, every sure. day. I can't smell that on you at all.
Or like even a Greek salad with raw onions, like you'll stink. For sure, but not like this.
Nope.
And also, honorable mention that didn't make the cut to the outside the bar garlic sausage.
Oh, it's so succulent and delicious, especially when you're tipsy.
Let's count down the top 7. In the number 7 position, we have an elderly dog's breath.
But like, poor angels. Yeah. They don't know how to brush their teeth.
Right. Some of these are, you know, too bad.
They can't help it.
Coming in at number 6, we have the Costco hot dog.
Okay. One time, I went out to the club with one of my girlfriends. I'm actually going to name drop her because she should be shamed. Rebecca. And we were like on the prowl that night. Like we were ready to meet some men. And had a Costco hot dog around 2 p.m. that day.
Yeah.
And she was belching in the bar and scaring away all of the men. I was so mad at her. I was like, go stand on the other side of the bar. We are not together tonight. So that is definitely, I'm so glad that that made the list.
Yeah. Coming in at number 5, the post dental surgery breath, specifically getting your tonsils removed, apparently.
Ew.
This is a real hit. We asked this question on Facebook and it's coming up quite a bit.
No, why? Is it pus? What is happening back there?
We don't need to get into it anymore. People are having breakfast. Next up, worst situational breath we have. Ketosis breath, which apparently is really bad.
I've tried the ketosis train before, which was actually pretty amazing because all I ate was cheese.
And meat.
And a lot of Alfredo sauce. Yeah. And I can vouch. It's not a pleasant breath. Nobody hung out with me when I was on keto.
Coming in at number 3, we have a rotten tooth breath. Real nasty. Number 2 is, this is a gooder, a one-night stand who stayed over's morning breath.
Ew, because you don't even like them. Go home. Gross. They didn't pack a toothbrush.
Right. and the number 1 situational bad breath for the situational 7 at 7 today.
Drum roll, please.
Is the principal at school's coffee breath. Specifically elementary school, which is such a vivid memory, hey?
Oh, there would always be that teacher. You go up to their desk and they would have a lipstick, like bright red lipstick stains on the rim of their overused coffee mug that they seem to never clean for some reason. And yeah,
I also
that coffee breath.
There's one more honorable mention that didn't make the top 7, and it's hangovers in Mexico. Morning breath.
I can't get on board with that. What's wrong with you? Why is it so bad in Mexico?
I don't know. There's just like a different. It just hits different. Maybe it's the like MSG in the resort food or something. I don't know.
How long does it linger? Like how long are we talking the next day for you when like, you're in the pool already?
Yeah, like probably 4 teeth brushes and 1 pina colada, and then it's gone. So somebody online went viral because they want to quit their job as a barista after a specific order came in and they just posted a picture of what the order looked like and it was insane.
Yeah, it was a mobile order. So they got it in on their app and there's about 17 things.
Can you
that
give
they had
us
to
just
modify.
Like a bit of a rundown of it?
So basically it was a venti caramel crunch frappuccino. That alone is lengthy. 5 pumps of banana, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 pumps of something added to it. I don't even know what the heck that word is. 1 pump of honey blend, 5 pumps of frapp roasted something.
And then even like double blended.
Heavy cream and double blended. I didn't even know double blended was an option.
That must be exhausting as you're writing that down. And that's definitely the type of person that complains if you don't get it exactly right too.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with what I think is maybe the most delicious Frappuccino-esque drink ever.
Yes. Okay, we need to get into Frapp Chat.
Okay. It's the Tim Hortons Ice Cap, the salted caramel one that's available, but you get an extra shot of espresso in it, which is only 70 cents. So the thing with ice caps, in my opinion, as a coffee lover, mm-hmm. is they don't taste enough like coffee. Like it's a milkshake.
It's cream.
Right. And it just doesn't have the kick. This salted caramel one, and even just get like a small, try it out with the extra shot of espresso in it. Oh my goodness, it's so good.
How much do you think that ran you?
$4.
$4?
$3.80, somewhere in there.
I love to see it. I just remember getting my license and being like, what do you mean I can just go to a Starbucks drive-thru and get a Frappuccino?
Anytime
and like
I want.
That, oh, it's just, it's coffee though. So I'm being an adult. But it's a milkshake. It's so good.
But yeah, give it a go. The salted caramel
okay.
ice cap with an extra shot.
If you're getting it, can you make sure to tag us in the post so we can see you experiencing this? Because I feel like this is going to make waves. They're going to sell out.
The only problem is you kind of got to go at it pretty quick.
What do you mean?
Paper straw. I almost got attacked by a goose this weekend.
Tis the sizz.
Yeah. So I actually walk home from the golf course because I live close to Millwood's golf course. So when I go golfing there, I'll just walk. That way I can have a couple beers on the course.
So
I don't have to worry about a vehicle.
But when you walk back, you're not necessarily walking on a sidewalk. Be honest, Ryder.
You know,
walking through the golf course during people's games. Kind of rude.
No, I know how to avoid
I'm just kidding.
Other golfers. I didn't know how to avoid this goose, though. It, like, dropped its head while looking at me, and then it, like, ruffled its feathers a little bit, and then it started, like, speed walking at me.
It probably had some young nearby.
I don't know if it is breeding season right now. I think he was just grumpy. It was that time of day. The weather's still not nice. They came back too early this year from the south.
He was protecting the golf course. He's like, this guy's breaking the rules.
Yeah, that's probably, maybe he's just one of those Karens, right? Anyway, so I set down my clubs so I could grab a club just in case I needed to
that's
protect
intense.
Myself. But he turned and went away, so I didn't. But it was... They're a scary bird.
I think all birds are scary in a sense, and I truly do believe that every single person has some sort of bird trauma.
We used to think that we were scaring pigeons up in a barn that I had when I lived in the Lakeland in Bonnyville.
And what did it turn out to actually be, Ryder?
We took flashlights out one night, because the thing was, you scare them and then you try not to get hit when they like all fly around in the barn. It was a weird game.
Yeah, I bet.
We brought flashlights in one night and realized that they were bats. So it all of a sudden got like way more scary. I think that's actually where COVID started.
Don't say things
I ate one.
Pigeons can be, I mean, they're not as scary as crows in my opinion,
right.
But they're very territorial in their own way. One thing I've noticed is they love going to church. Like pigeons are very religious.
Because they're always just around churches?
They love churches.
Okay, interesting.
So every time I walk by a church...
Is it the old
gotta
structures,
be respectful.
Maybe?
Yeah, they live in the roof. Yeah. So maybe they don't actually care about the religion, but they love to live there. But some fascinating things I've learned about crows in the past. I listened to a podcast all about crows. These guys did this study where they wore a really scary mask and they tried to antagonize these crows just to see if they would remember them. And it did, in fact, happen every single time they came back with this mask. But it continued on even past the study. They would whip that mask out years later, like generations of crows later, and they pass it on to their young. So you just never want to mess with a crow.
Mm.
Because they're so intelligent, they will talk to the other crows and tell them all about you.
Or a black swan, apparently. We got a text on that.
Yeah, Julie from downtown is listening. She said, I've had a few traumatic bird experiences. One time I went to an animal sanctuary place in Australia. We were walking through. There was this pond with this beautiful big black swan floating on it. We were like, cool, a black swan. Then it started swimming towards the edge of the pond. And I was like, oh, look, it's coming to see us. Hits the edge of the pond, stands up, starts running towards Julie
oh,
and
no.
pecking at her.
Awful.
Maybe
that
like
sounds terrifying.
Sometimes birds will dive bomb people though as a defensive mechanism. That's their behavior. They think you're a predator. And they're so smart, they'll remember specific people. So like I said, just don't mess with birds.
Remember our buddy Doug when we were in Mexico at a resort and they had like the saddest petting zoo ever?
There was just one ostrich in a cage. It was so grim.
And he tried to give it a kiss through the fence and it bit him in the face. And then he ended up with like weird blotches on his face after.
He woke up the next morning with a perfect ring of pimples on his cheek.
Yeah.
Like something an alien would leave on your face. I was like, do you turn into an ostrich at midnight?
Honestly.
Are you not telling us something?
I was out one morning helping my dad out because like good immigrants, they had a paper delivery route supplementing their income. And crossing the street in the Westmount area, I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden a crow just bomb dives it for my head. And like it was going to strike me with a beak or something. I don't know. So I waved it off and I'm walking down the street and about half a block later, two of them attack me. So I don't know if it was, if I had something shiny in my hair, like a beret or something, because I know they're attracted to that. Still to this day, when I see one, I'm like, nope, stay far away. I'm crossing the street.
Do you think maybe there was just like a news article on the front page about worms or something that they were all very interested in? Well, maybe they were just trying to dive in to read the papers that
yeah,
you were delivering.
Yeah, maybe they didn't care about you at all.
Well, hey, you know what? They are crazy intelligent.
They were probably like, yo, we need the comic section. Get out of the way, lady.
Or, no, maybe there was a news story on the front page about a murder, and they're like, is that a murder of crows? Oh,
is
no,
that
it's
our
a murder of crows. Yeah, they're like, those are our homies. Let's check this out.
Michelle wrote in saying, I grew up on Vancouver Island. We had seagulls everywhere, but they especially like to hang out in our junior high school parking lot. They would wait for kids to come out with their lunches, and they were super aggressive.
Try to sell them cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's what all the people that lingered around my junior high parking lot would do.
You were the one probably selling your crappy rolled up cigarettes. Anywho, Michelle said they were super aggressive. And they would just dive bomb you until you gave up your food. And in my opinion, the visual of these poor students with their Ziploc baggie bologna sandwiches just kind of eventually going, just take it. Just take my sandwich.
Which didn't work because then the birds like knew that they could go get some.
I think the scariest bird trauma story we've gotten into our show this morning has to be from Shane. This could be the plot of a movie. Maybe The Crow 2.
There already is a Crow 2, City of Angels.
Crow 3. Shane said, a couple years ago, I was walking over to the store, and as I approached a tree, I could see that there was a crow at the foot of it flopping around. Looks like it had hurt its wing. I stopped in front of it for maybe half a second just to look at it, and then I looked up as there were at least 10 crows now losing their minds in the tree above. Shane definitely interrupted a funeral, or a soon-to-be funeral, because crows will go and gang up on one and kill it.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll turn against somebody and then they love it. They love to like watch. It's so grim. He says, I proceeded to the store for 5 minutes. The whole walk to the store, they were dive bombing me. I made it to the store, went inside, grabbed my Slurpee. But when I came back out to find them, they were waiting for me outside the store. Same thing the whole way home, dive bombing.
Really? I think you're making some stuff up.
No, this is true.
That they all team up and kill a crow and then watch it
yes.
die?
Dude, I listen to podcasts about birds every month. Shane okay. then said, I swear every time I left the house that summer, they were waiting for me squawking and diving all while I was yelling, I didn't hurt your brother.
You've got a story for us?
I was on Vancouver Island and there is a bird rescue sanctuary there. And we went to visit. It was open to the public. And there was a blue macaw. And as soon as I walked into the room, it came flying at me and attacking me. And we couldn't figure out what it was. But I was wearing sparkly earrings. And he was trying to pick the earrings out of my ears.
Okay, so lesson we're learning today is don't dress fancy going to any sanctuary or zoo.
Yeah, macaws
no,
are bougie.
No, don't. Yes, it was quite frightening. I still love birds, but that one was a huge bird.
Did you throw a bomb at it?
Yeah, did you start throwing elbows?
You try to fight it?
No, actually, I put up the the worker was there and grabbed him and placed him on my arm, and then we had a good visit.
Oh, good. See, that actually would help the trauma, I think.
The end, yeah.
Many years ago, I got a cockatiel from an ex-coworker. The guy had the bird for 12 years. Now, in the year that I had it before it passed, it laid about 8 eggs for me. It had never laid any eggs for my buddy. And any female that would walk in my house, she would go ballistic on them if she was out of the cage. She was so possessive.
But other males were fine.
Yeah, my brothers, any buddy friend, any guy friend, no problem. And then I got up one morning and she was just laying at the bottom of the cage. So she lived a 13-year life.
Died of a broken heart because you didn't love her back.
Yeah, you probably in the bedroom with another woman that night.
Closing the door.
She threw herself at the ground head first.
You guys have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Easy.
See ya.
Appreciate the call.
To add to your bird stories, I found a bird in my back alley once when I lived by Nate, and it was a cockatiel.
So did you take it under your wing?
I did, and I ended up having 18 birds at one time. I had 18 birds, a rabbit, 4 cats, and 2 turtles.
Wait a minute. Did you have 18 birds at the same time?
Yeah.
Are you sure you just weren't living at a pet store?
Play 107.
At the start of the month, it's nice to just look ahead at what's coming up. So I've done a little work here to figure out what's coming up in May.
I'd like to raise my hand.
Yes, Lisa.
I know the answer to this question.
Nothing?
Tomorrow is Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it's Cinco de Mayo.
Good job. May 5th.
And then it's Mother's Day.
That's correct. That's on there as well. That's Sunday.
And then after that, it's...
I can just take it from there.
Okay, but I'm actually killing it so far, no?
Yeah, doing great. May 7th is No Pants Day. Just a heads up on that.
It is on a Sunday, so...
I believe May 7th is on Friday.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're really killing it over there. MTV Movie Awards are May 16th, but like nothing came out this year. Billboard Music Awards, May 23rd.
That'll be good.
Nick Jonas is the host. Sadly, not his brother Jonas.
Jonas doesn't exist. Next.
The NBA playoffs will begin on May 22nd.
Oh, a lot of people love that.
No Raptors this year, though. It doesn't look like they're going to make their way into the playoffs. The NHL playoffs, which will feature the Edmonton Oilers, going to start around May 20th. What else do we got? Pizza Party Day on May 21st and Wine Day on May 25th.
Can you have a pizza party alone?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just, if you need to feel like it's more of a party atmosphere, just order more pizza.
Or party hats for all your stuffed animals. what? No.
Ryder and Lisa. Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.